And a good week day, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about the South Dakota young people in agriculture who truly are making a difference. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Speaking of young people, here's a word for the wise. Never ask your teenage son what he wants for dinner unless he's agreed to buy. Young people, and young people from Milbank, South Dakota, and a recent graduate from Milbank High School by the name of Kiara Letty is our topic for the day. This young lady represented South Dakota FFA at the National FFA Convention in the Prepared Public Speaking Competition and won the national title. Now, the context of her presentation was published as a guest column in the most recent issue of Emerge. I want to visit about that column today because it's the same topic we presented in last week's Corn Comments, biotechnology and feeding a hungry world. Kiara based her thoughts on the fact that every 4 seconds, someone in our world dies of hunger-related causes, resulting in more deaths than AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis combined. Add to the fact that our world population continues to grow while the amount of land and water resources continue to decline. We know that less than 2% of American population is involved in production agriculture. We also know that those folks are using genetically modified seed to produce more with less, and it's working. For example, today's farmer grows 5 times more corn than they did in 1930s on 20% less land, while yields have increased almost sevenfold. Now, with all due respect to those who would do away with GMO biotechnology, 70% of the products found on grocery store shelves contain a genetically modified ingredient, and that's been the case for 20 years now. I'm not certain how we eliminate those particular foods and still meet the needs of a hungry world population. I could relate to you a whole lot more of Kiara's thesis, but it's summed up in her last sentence where she writes, and I quote, "Food security is solvable and biotechnology is the key ingredient." Kiara Letty, I couldn't have said it better myself. Again, her column is in the March issue of Emerge. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your work and thanks for what you do.